My name is Joshua Humphreys. I am the CAO for the Village of Mascot.
Okay, can you describe the Mascot Airport?
The Mascot Airport is a smaller certified airport. It's got a runway of about 5,000 feet. Recently, it's had some upgrades in the last couple of years. It definitely services all the tourism that comes to the island for fishing and other activities around the island, and is a great way to get in and out of Haida Gwaii.
And so we're speaking about it was $26,550 through the BC Air Access Program. It was for a temporary runway, taxiway, and apron lights in Mascot. So I guess, how does this upgrade help or assist the Mascot Airport now?
Well, being in a remote location, we do have a lot of opportunity sometimes with connectivity with, you know, electricity. We are on a generated system here. So if we ever do have power outages or power bumps, it can actually have a detrimental effect to the airport and the ability to be able to get aircraft in at nighttime. So we had a new airport manager that was just hired back in the fall and identified that we didn't have any emergency backup lighting, and that, you know, it was a recommendation from him that we should probably proceed with looking into it. And that's where we decided that that was probably something that needed to happen for the community and the greater Graham Island.
Mm-hmm. And so you applied for the funding, did you get everything that you asked for?
In this category, we certainly did get everything that we were looking for. We wanted to go with something that was easy to use, easy to deploy. So we went with a battery operated LED lighting that would last about 2 weeks if we started turning it on. Typically in the summertime, we don't have a lot of opportunity because we do have these long, amazing days here. But in the wintertime, as the days shorten, we certainly have a lot of opportunity with weather conditions and things like that can pass through here quite frequently to maybe lose power at the site. And with having these lights, this just helps ensure that the community can get, you know, medevacs out or, you know, things of that nature to just help out.
Are there other airports on Graham Island as well?
No, we are the only airport here. There is a federal airport in Sandspit.
Yep.
But you have to take a ferry to get across there. So really, I think we do ultimately do service Graham Island and all the different First Nations and municipalities that are here.
Yeah, so that's a pretty vital role then.
Yes.
So I guess, are there longer term updates that you're hoping to apply and maybe get some government assistance for the Mascot Airport?
Yeah, the airport definitely has a few things on its wish list. You know, the airport was paved, you know, quite some time ago. So we'd like to probably approach the federal government, their ACAP program, and look at doing, or at least start looking into doing a runway rehab where we would get the runway completely repaved again and brought up to the standards.
Mm-hmm. Back in 2019, 2020, the Mascot Airport received $479,000 to the BC Air Access Program, and it was to improve safety and convenience for people traveling through Mascot. So how did that money help to improve safety, security, and passenger facilities for the Mascot Airport?
I think a lot of it went for infrastructure. Unfortunately, I wasn't here during that period.
Yeah, you're new.
Yeah. However, some of it went to upgrading our fueling system to just ensure that we do have fuel available for aircraft coming in and going. So that a big opportunity back in those days to just ensure that we had availability for fueling aircraft. So I think majority of that could have gone to that. And yeah.
Okay. How does the Mascot Airport serve Haida Gwaii?
For most part, in the summertime, it is tourism. So there's a few lodges that are situated outside of Mascot and on different islands. And they fly in here and then they jump in a helicopter and they fly out to their fishing destination for their, you know, summer activities. But it also is fairly crucial, you know, for the locals to be able to get in and out, especially with a little bit more opportunity with our hospital. You know, medevacs are probably becoming more and more a standard as You know, we do have a little bit of opportunity with just having enough doctors and nurses. And I think that's kind of affecting all the different regions. So what happens is normally, you know, they'll get to the emergency, and if they can't potentially deal with that there, then, you know, they're put on a medevac right away. So I think that's really something that's so very important. And you know, working with the different communities here, you know, we've all identified that the airport is critical, and certainly, you know, having support from Jennifer Rice too, to help us, you know, just even get this grant, and certainly, you know, considering all of our needs around, you know, just the air service has been great.
Yeah. Well, Joshua, is there anything that I didn't ask that you think is important to add to this conversation about the airport?
No, it's just, it's very vital, you know, for us to try to, you know, keep it, you know, open. Certainly with a small municipality like us, you know, it can be a challenge to, you know, certainly manage it and keep it up to the same par as everybody else. So, right. You know, there's always opportunities there where, you know, it would be nice to see something a little bit more consistent from, you know, the province and even the federal government to ensure that small air, you know, municipal airports are served, you know, and can keep their doors open and can stay compliant.
Yeah.
So that's a real challenge that faces us all right now.
Okay. And are you doing that through, you mentioned Jennifer Rice, who's the MLA for Haida Gwaii Prince Rupert as well. But is that something that you, your office at the Masset Council office, is that something that you work with Jennifer, or is it kind of just too big to start tackling now this early?
Being new here, yeah. it's on the agenda. It certainly is. But again, just, you know, being a very small municipal office of four people, it's a challenge to have everything on the agenda at once. And as we kind of move through the cycle here, I anticipate having those conversations with her and certainly anybody else that would like to listen. And I know council is very much in support of trying to, you know, get our airport recognized and you know, find ways to, you know, grow it if we even could. So yeah, that would be kind of everything. As far as, you know, we're very centrally located, and yeah, we have a lot of partners around us that use our facility, but necessarily, you know, it's and Port Clements too. So that's mm-hmm. another area that, you know, they generally travel up here for medical. And, you know, the ambulance will pick them up and bring them here. So, you know, it's definitely a little bit bigger than what you initially see on paper, I guess.